Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Drinking a little drink, smoking a little smoke, getting down to business.
For ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
Blue checkmark ass fucks.
We know that the best is yet to come. God bless you and God bless America.
You gotta go down the hole.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
The world is fucking burning.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nikola Tesla is my boy.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
Hey everybody, this is the first episode of Down the Rabbit Hole podcast. We'll be talking about conspiracies and other ideas. I'm just going to be interviewing my friends, seeing what their opinions are, going into subjects that they're more familiar with, and then I can tie it back to things that I'm familiar with. And we're just here to have some fun. Today we're talking about false flag events and media manipulation. I interviewed my boy Tyler. We talked about current events like the coronavirus and race riots and some other things that are going on today. QAnon, we'll get into that. But to start out, I just want to describe what a false flag is and some more famous false flags from the past 100 years. The first false flag that we're going to jump into is the Reichstag fire. The burning of the Reichstag happened on February 27th, 1933, at around 9:30 at night. The Reichstag is Germany's House of Parliament, a big government building. I'm sure you've heard of it. And a fire started, which quickly engulfed almost the whole building. They blamed it on a half-blind, dumb Dutch 24-year-old who was a communist and was later beheaded. And Hitler used this to rile up the German people against communism and to join his Nazi party and to kickstart World War II, basically. They passed the Reichstag Fire Decree, which is similar to the Patriot Act, which, you know, happened after 9/11, changed the way we do things in America now. And the Reichstag Fire Decree basically enabled him to invade Poland and take away a lot of civil rights from the German people. The next one I want to get into is the Gulf of Tonkin incident. This happened on August 4th, 1964, in the Gulf of Tonkin, near Vietnam, obviously. Two U.S. ships report off the coast of Vietnam that they were attacked, an unprovocated attack. And when this got back to the United States, basically they gave LBJ carte blanche to retaliate against Vietnam, and it escalated the U.S. presence in there for the next, you know, 5-10 years. In 2005, documents were released from the NSA under a Freedom of Information Act request that the attack never took place. The two ships that reported the attack, it was a complete fabrication. They were never attacked. So this Tonkin Gulf resolution that was passed a week after the incident that gave LBJ the power to increase the military presence in Vietnam should never have happened. All those kids that went over there to die in the jungle, a lot of them didn't have to die. Now we're going to get into one of the granddaddy conspiracy topics, 9/11. I can't tell you with any certainty what exactly happened, who was exactly behind these attacks, but I can tell you that the official story is just wrong. There's so many holes in it, so many lies, evidence was destroyed. Now, let me get started. When the planes got hijacked, the four planes that were hijacked were only at around 30% capacity, which was extremely strange. All other flights on that day, that time, were much higher capacities. So it's almost as if they didn't fill these planes on purpose, or maybe they were empty planes and they made up a list of people that supposedly died during the attacks. And I don't want to get into that because I don't want to hurt any family members' feelings that lost someone on 9/11. But one of the weirdest things about 9/11 is how George Bush was told that there were hijacked planes in the air after the first one hit the tower. And he just sat there in an elementary school reading a book to kids. It didn't even faze him. Now, if there were still hijacked planes in the air, the Secret Service would obviously assume that the president could be a target, and they would get him out of there, they would take him to someplace safe immediately. There would be no hesitation. He sat there for half hour, 45 minutes after the first plane hit, and that's just dumbfounding to me. He had to have known what was going on. He knew he was safe and he wouldn't get attacked. Everyone's heard the saying, jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, and that's true. Jet fuel doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel, but thermite does. There's evidence that thermite was placed all throughout these buildings that collapsed at nearly free fall speeds, which is impossible if the structural integrity would just be compromised, and that's how the official story says they fell. But the dust from Ground Zero is analyzed, and there's thermite traces in it, little iron balls that only accumulate when something burns at extremely hot temperatures, and then they trucked away all of the Ground Zero steel, all the evidence that needed to be analyzed in this crime scene. They trucked it all away and destroyed it, made it into something else. Temperatures at Ground Zero were recorded over a week later of being over 200 degrees. Like, small jet fuel fires would not keep this building very, very hot for days and weeks after the fire. It's just impossible. Four planes were allegedly hijacked that day. Two hit the Twin Towers. One hit the Pentagon. One was crashed in Shanksville. The one in Shanksville, there's very little evidence of a plane crashing in that field. You guys can look up pictures of that wreckage and tell me if you see anything that looks remotely like a plane. The Pentagon had a very small hole in the side of its building, right where they kept their financial and budget records, that got destroyed. Donald Rumsfeld announced the day before that there was $2.3 trillion missing from the budget, and then it got destroyed the next day. And there's almost no evidence of plane wreckage in that scenario, too. There's only been two or three videos with only a few frames each ever released that day of planes hitting the building. And they're phony. They look very phony. They say the plane made a maneuver, came down, flew very low, didn't hit any ground before it hit the side of the building. And that's insane for an amateur pilot like the supposed one that hijacked the plane. Now, there's plenty of videos of two planes hitting the Twin Towers, and they probably did. But there were three buildings. And if you want to say four and say World Trade Center 6 also fell, but World Trade Center 7 had small structural fires. Some debris from the North Tower fell on its roof. It was a little messed up. But at 5:30 that night, this building fell at near free fall speeds. It has a kink, a fracture line in the video. It was reported on earlier. It was so obvious that a third building was, but not a lot of people know that. And World Trade Center 6 with the El Dorado Task Force, apparently 75% of America's gold was held there, and it all vanished. And it, just a lot of sketchy things. You guys need to go down the rabbit hole yourself. I could keep going on and on, but I just wanted to give you guys a brief intro into major historical events that the media and the government has lied to you about in order to gain power and control over us. And you might take that and think about what's going on today. And that's a lot about what me and Tyler are going to get into in the interview, and I hope you like it. First, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor.
It's just like, where do you want to start?
I mean, I know, it's hard to do.
I don't think the coronavirus itself is a psyop. I think there's a virus, but, I mean, it ties in with a bunch of other shit, the way that, like, the media is manipulated, the way
it's been politicized. Yeah.
It's just, like, a lot of shit. Like, they're classifying car accident deaths with people who have fucking coronavirus.
Any death anywhere, hospitals are writing off as COVID because they get that bonus, that $30,000.
Thousands of dollars. And then I just saw some shit in Brazil. The news down there was reporting that there were thousands
broke into
in
a hospital, and there's nothing empty.
Yep, the hospital's not even finished.
I know, I bet that's happening around the world.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't think coronavirus is like a false flag entirely, but I'm going to put it in a category of a false flag because it works in similar ways.
No doubt. They're definitely blowing it up.
It's just like the same way... 9/11 was a complete false flag, but the way that, like, weapons...
If you don't know that by now.
Right. But it's like... But it works in similar ways because you notice that they use the media to weaponize it, and then they have the trigger words, like, weapons of mass destruction. What's the trigger word for this?
The new normal.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone who says, like, the new normal, if I hear that shit, I freak the fuck out. It bothers me so bad. I mean, in the way that the CDC and the WHO, the way they change their fucking mind every 5 minutes, every day it's something different.
Every couple weeks, they help. Nah, maybe they don't help, they hurt you. I don't know.
It should speak to something that, like, I'm a graduate student of public health.
It's bad science.
It's fucking dog shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to hear this, but I might get fucking booted. Or whatever, but,
You're out. You're banned.
All three people.
Twitter banned.
but, I mean, there's a lot of people in the program who feel the same way. I mean, it's like a completely online course, so everything's via discussion board and papers that get submitted and stuff. And we all see each other's shit.
I know.
And everybody raises a lot of viable questions, and professors kind of shut that shit down. Which also leads to another form of, the next form of corruption. The media is fucking owned by, we'll get to that. But,
don't get me on the education system.
But
the education
academia
system is so
goddamn corrupt. It's like,
social
science.
You can't be a doctor unless you get this certificate, and then you have to learn bad science to get the certificate to be a doctor.
Social sciences have intercepted and fucking transform the way academia works. Now everything has to be politically correct. Now everything has to be according to the narrative. And it's dog shit, honestly.
I know. The internet and the TVs and everything just blast... all these screens we're addicted to just blast us with so much propaganda that the dumb, cheap people buy into it, and then it's hard to fight the majority.
And it's easy for us to just say this shit, but to circle back around to, like, we... said 9/11 earlier. Dude, they slip in shit whenever they create a problem, they have their solution waiting. The day after 9/11, they had a fucking 1,000-page bill written
was
up.
Planned for years, no doubt.
Well, within that bill that they slipped in there the day after 9/11, the Patriot fucking Act. So they're allowed to spy on you? They're allowed to use propaganda. So what makes you think that what you hear on your television, your blue check mark ass fucks, why would they be telling you the truth?
I've heard the first time mass media propaganda was used was like World War I. Then it kind of died out, and then like the 30s, Hitler had the big thing. He burned the Reichstag down to say fuck the communists and boost his Nazi party. Mm-hmm. And then he came out with like the burning of the Reichstag Act. That was basically the Patriot Act back in the 1930s.
Now, I'm not too privy on like my history pre-Vietnam, but was the Reichstag burning, was that a false flag?
Oh, yeah.
It was a false, okay.
Yeah, the Nazis burned down their parliament
school me on
building.
That shit. I'm going to grab a shot.
Grab me one.
Yeah, I'll grab one.
I got a blunt to light up whenever you're ready. We're drinking a little drink, smoking a little smoke.
I got beer,
get
and
loose.
I got a fucking candle.
A vegetable garden, a victory garden, I think that's one of the best ways to fight back against the government, I've said.
Victory garden, yeah.
Yes.
I heard about that shit. Mine's not a victory garden, it's a standard GMO seed garden.
If you're growing food by yourself, you're fighting the government, mm-hmm. and I love it. What do you think about food shortages? Do you think they're going to bring one of those on?
So I tweeted about that. Mm-hmm. So just the event...
Throw out your Twitter hashtag real quick. Or fucking handle. Handle, yeah, whatever that
Tyler
is.
Tyler underscore Saint 21. I have like 6 followers. No, I have probably like 550 followers. I'm not like a big,
I'm not a big
Twitter guy.
Not four digits yet.
I do I do a lot of retweets and a lot of favorites.
We're recording right now.
We've been recording.
Oh.
Silence. But,
yeah, shut up.
So, okay, anyways, about the food shortage, I do think that there's a food shortage coming, and I think what's going to happen is a lot of things are going to hit all at once, completely break down our society here in America. So, with the food shortage, I'm going to take a step back and go back to the coronavirus, because this is all the same fucking thing. This is all the same thing, and I'll unveil why
the
later.
The cabal, the Illuminati.
Of course, but...
All them trigger words.
So, you look 6 months prior... Roughly 6 months prior to the coronavirus, Bill Gates held the World Health Organization Event 201, yes. which predicted everything that fucking happened with the coronavirus.
Except
the numbers of death were far lower, right?
Right. I mean, coronavirus numbers have been inflated since the beginning, right. but who's
well,
to...
They said that, what did they say, like 160 million, or 60 years, something with a 60
million. Yeah, 20, 60 million.
Whatever. They said millions and millions of people were going to die. Well, the death rate worldwide hasn't fluctuated in years. It's been roughly the same thing.
I know. And now that places are opening, they're like, oh, it's... Cases are spiking. Oh, watch out.
So like this event 201 that accurately predicted the coronavirus is gonna greatly impact the two world powers, China and the U.S.
If none of these listeners have looked up Event 201 by Bill Gates, please do it.
To the Reddit. So the Event 201 was basically a Bill Gates-funded World Health Organization forum where the leaders in public health in the world... got together and discussed what would happen if a virus, you know, like a pandemic, came about that was going to be dangerous to our society. And it just so happened in this scenario, it was a coronavirus strain, and it targeted the U.S. and China, the two world powers.
See,
and they predicted everything about how they were going to control propaganda on social media.
That's why this is exactly what's happening.
Exactly, like, exactly.
This virus isn't really super deadly.
Right.
Yeah.
They were talking about the conspiracy theories, how they need to get in touch with social media platforms to censor those voices. So, running shadow banning,
test drill. Yeah, they're seeing who's going to speak out against them, who's going to follow their agenda, and like sheep to slaughter, you know? It's...
So, where I'm going with this, so the way that Bill Gates funded that drill, mm-hmm. pre-coronavirus, George Soros just funded a food shortage drill. And I forget the name of it. I should have written that down before we did this, but he just funded a drill for a food shortage.
George Soros basically funds every antagonizing movement in the past...
So
10, 15 years.
Well, for example, that's relevant, Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Which is going on after the coronavirus.
He's bussing them in to riot and then stacking bricks on corners of busy streets whenever peaceful protests are happening.
It's not like the protesters are putting pallets of bricks down to start... like that. Those were put there on purpose to start this violent thing. You
so I saw something, and it's hard to... Hard to believe some of the shit you read on the internet, but one of the brick manufacturers, someone found a tag on the packaging. Like there was this plastic wiring that wraps around the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a little logo on it, and it's like some type of brick. Something incorporated. Well, it was tied to Berkshire Hathaway.
Sure.
And Bill Gates has been he's not the CEO. He's been a big
member
of
the board
exactly.
Yeah.
Of Berkshire Hathaway for years.
Bill Gates
recently stepped down from that, I believe.
Plenty.
Like right before all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a funny coincidence.
Let me cut in on here.
Yeah.
What do you think about all these CEOs stepping down the months before coronavirus hit? Do you think that's an insider trading thing? They didn't want to take their company's stocks down and be on that ride? Or do you think they knew there's more to it.
I think that it was definitely strategic in the fact that, like, they were making a good business decision with it, like an insider trading type thing, but also I think that, like, hell's coming for these people. Well, if Trump is...
That's a QAnon thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That we'll get into that.
They think, like, they're all pedophiles and they're taking them down, which might be true.
Dude, the pedophile thing has become mainstream.
Pizzagate,
why are there so many fucking pedophiles in positions of power or influence? Like,
because when you get rich, you get whatever you want.
A
lot of people get corrupted just...
I have a different theory on it.
Let's hear it.
We're not down that rabbit hole yet, but...
That's the name of the podcast, baby. We're going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, man. George Soros is funding Antifa, funding Black Lives Matter. He's crashed global economy. Like, economies all around the globe. Like, the guy's fucking Satan. And,
I completely agree.
Like, you look at his investment history, it's fucking sketchy.
Well,
like, the shit with the Vegas shooting.
Well, see, if you want to go in satanic death cult, they're like, all these have been, like, satanic sacrifices. The Vegas shooting.
Crystal Leah was a sacrifice.
Goes back to even JFK, it was the king's sacrifice, and then Princess Diana, the queen's sacrifice, 9/11, the tower sacrifice. It all goes into it. And if you guys want to look into it, look into it. But I don't think we can...
Dude, that's a lot to explain.
It is. It's a lot to explain in a short amount of time.
Then you start finding out about more shit. And you start finding out about more shit. And then it becomes like a point where it's like, huh, there's something here. It gets interesting. And then you keep following that. You keep going down the rabbit hole and you find shit that makes more sense. And then you start seeing it in real time. You start seeing the news.
What was the first thing you found that was like, okay, this is what I got?
So what got me down the rabbit hole?
Mm-hmm. What was your first step?
9/11. I mean,
usually that's people's first step.
Well, actually, 9/11 along with 9/11 / that documentary they used to have on Netflix.
Zeitgeist.
Whatever. Dude, that was fucking gold for the vanilla conspiracy theorists.
I would say most conspiracy theorists have seen that, but most people who are not conspiracy theorists don't have any idea what the fuck you're talking about. Okay.
But if you can,
money. You need money. Fuck. Typical.
Time out.
I need my wallet. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about is Project Bluebeam. I want you to tell me what you think is going to happen. Wow. Because I know they have been, the fucking Navy said, oh, here's some UFO videos. And, oh, fucking, there's a few UFOs caught on the NASA live stream. And they keep leaking little alien stuff. Oh, the universe might have 36 different fucking intelligent lights. How do they come up with a number like 36? They keep leaking alien stuff, and I know in the next year to 2 years, maybe next week, I don't fucking know, but there's going to be an alien disclosure. I don't know if it's going to be a fake disclosure to try to get people to all come together across the globe in a one world government. We might come Eurasia and fucking America and have only like three countries in the whole fucking world. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I want to hear your side of the story. I want to hear someone else's point of view. Let me hear it.
Well, they've definitely been... Like, the idea of aliens weren't ideas that were, like, public. Like, it wasn't the average person, the public's idea. Like, nobody was thinking of that until the idea of it was introduced. There was a radio broadcast in, like, 1953 or something like that, where they, like... told the story of a book that some author wrote.
War of the Worlds?
No, it wasn't War of the Worlds. It was something... They broadcasted it, like, back in the fucking days when everything... When if you go back, everything would look black and white. You know what I mean?
Just straight radio. Not even a fucking TV to be found. Yeah.
Well, they were reading, like, the script of a book that was about an alien invasion.
I swear that's Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
It might be. But anyways, it created a public panic.
Yeah,
Everybody like started fucking scattering, like it was fucking crazy. Everybody was panicking and getting their kids out of school and shit like that. Yep. And like since then, it's been like aliens have been a part of culture after that. It's like they'll sprinkle it in TV, you know, see some shit on the internet. Joe Rogan has that one fucking admiral from... who was the Air Force on his podcast talking about the video of the UFO on the radar and shit.
I think fucking George Yosutakis on Ancient Aliens. What if? Is it possible?
That guy is fucking out of his mind. I think that shows a psyop in itself, by the way.
But I'm thinking of someone completely different. Oh, what is his name? I am fucked up and can't remember this dude's name. I can remember two books from him, but can't remember his name. I will think of it eventually. It's like a three-part name. I could look it up on Google right now because we have the world's summation of knowledge at our fingertips with your cell phones. People, don't spend your time fucking scrolling on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, they're just collecting your data anyways, which exactly. is a part of this whole fucking thing. It's collecting your data is just leading to contact tracing from the coronavirus. They're going to track everywhere you go and who you interact with. And then they're gonna put something in like what they're doing in China, which is like a social credit score. If you're not behaving yourself and socially distancing, the government's going to take your rights away. You're not going to be allowed to use public transit. That's a government utility.
It's like Black Mirror, man.
You know, it's fucking Orwellian is what it is. We're living in some fucking bullshit. I'm telling you, things are headed this way, and it's just fucking crazy. You sound like a nutcase.
The ancient alien theory, I think there was...
There's something advanced there.
Human civilization on this world before... Like, I don't think history's right. I don't think 10,000 years ago we were cavemen, you know. But...
Dude, I don't even know if fucking time's linear. I don't know if history's right.
Well,
you know?
That's a rabbit hole. I don't want to go down... Time, I want to stay out of. Right now, time's out of the question. The Project Blue Beam, I do think they are going to introduce either it's going to be a fake alien invasion to unite the world against a common enemy.
Create a one world government.
Exactly. New World Order, Illuminati, all that. It could go that far, or they're just going to disclose. I don't know if you're familiar with, what's the dude fucking wrote? Synchronicity Key, the source code.
David Wallace is a guy.
he's
the
definitely
office.
A guy.
He's from The Office, dude.
Oh my god, David Wallace. What about David Foster Wallace? Consider the Lobster. If none of you have read that short story, I highly recommend it.
Okay, so whenever you say things like the powers that be like are weaponizing the Black Lives Matter movement. Like when you say shit like that, people are like, you're just racist. Well, it's very easy to slap the sticker of racist on somebody and not fully explore the expanse of their ideas. It's just easy because you can attack someone's ideology simplistically without nuance, which means the minor details, the things to conversate about, to find the truth of. You can just attack somebody's shit and say, it's as simple as just not being racist, right? When someone attacks your ideology, you come up with this nuanced, detailed response. How it's not, it's the system. It's just fucking crazy how the powers that be who own the media have used the media and social media to manipulate everything to be divisive. That's the bottom line. Everything is so divisive.
Red versus blue, good versus evil. What you
pick
think
a team.
Is good.
You have to agree with everything
Trump
your team says.
Biden, like what?
It's just gotten like, to the
why?
Point. Like for example, the left. Like the left. if you consider yourself a liberal, well, like the yardstick that was sitting in the center of liberal and conservative has just moved so far left that like being liberal means you're the extreme.
People
you know
are
what
all
I mean?
Becoming extremists. Conservatives too, man. I don't.
Don't subscribe to an ideology. Just use individual mm-hmm. issues to form your opinion on that individual issue, mm-hmm. and then don't become attached to it.
People,
I sound like I'm beating Joe Rogan's dick, but I mean honestly.
No, I completely agree. There's people that
that's
are
the thing that guy does. Right?
Anybody but Trump or Trump forever. You got it. Like Trump's the only. Like
here's the thing: when you're not emotional about it,
I know.
It's like you can look at all angles of it. And it's like, dude, I have no fucking idea what Trump is. Like, what the fuck is Trump, dude?
He could be just some...
He could be the savior of the universe.
He could
like,
be Jesus. He could be the devil. He could be a businessman that's just playing the system. He could be a complete psyop clone that has been bred for this. It's impossible to tell. The future is going to hold some crazy things. It is June 19th. The summer fucking solstice is in 2 days. There's a solar eclipse. Shit's gonna get wild.
Dude, we go into the age of, like, Sagittarius or something.
It's
on
Aquarius,
July 1st,
man.
On July 1st, and the fucking powers of be are gonna do some wild shit.
I know. It's
because
crazy.
They coordinate all their shit around solar events. Why? Why is that? The sky clock. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in your fucking signs you're compatible with. I just, like... Well, what the fuck is that?
There is a newspaperized, magazineized horoscope thing going on right now. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, oh, you're a Sagittarius, I don't match with you. You're a Scorpio, that's feisty. Like, shit like that. That doesn't matter.
You said that's feisty.
Shit like that doesn't matter. But the great celestial beings that are the planets, the sun and the moon, have an effect on your life. The ancients knew it. We know it. It's a whole new rabbit hole. We gotta have a whole fucking episode on it. I can't talk about it like this.
Dude, we could do episode after episode.
Oh, I know. I told one of my guests, Gabe, he wants to talk about Bitcoin. And I could talk about Bitcoin for all
of
eternity,
man. I'm gonna listen to that because I could learn about Bitcoin for days. I don't know shit.
As a person coming out of school, getting a job, starting putting money places, if you're not putting at least a percentage of your wealth into Bitcoin, you're dumb.
Dude, my savings account is Bitcoin. I don't put my money in a savings 100%. Account. I just buy Bitcoin with it and leave it in my Cash App. Is that fucking crazy? Is that stupid?
I would invest in a personal hard drive wallet. To keep your, if it's not your key, it's not your coin. That's what people say. And if you have it all on Cash App, it's possible that Cash App does something crazy and you lose that. But if you transfer it to your personal hard drive wallet, I think if you have a significant amount of Bitcoin, as it's still under $10,000, you will not have to work a day in your life. Your kids will not have to work a day in your life in 10 to 20 years. Like, at all.
Really?
You will be that wealthy.
Oh, well, how much do you have to invest?
$20 a paycheck.
As
the price stands right now. Unless it fucking boosts 100x, like, next week, which it, who knows, it might go down 100%, you know. It's hard to say. But in the long run, you should be putting your money into Bitcoin.
What that did not sell me on Bitcoin at all.
That would be nicotine, sir.
That was
well
my
with all
personal,
the things that
and been I. Doing. And listen, I cannot give anybody any financial advice at all. I'm not regulated to do that. But if you want my opinion, Bitcoin's the way. Stack sats for salvation. Young people should do it. Take care of the world. Old people don't know what it's about, and once
they're
they die off.
They're killing them off with the boogeyman virus right now.
I know. Once old people die off, and.
That's
I love
what blows
my
me away.
I don't
what are
want
your
my
thoughts on
dying
like?
Anytime soon, but
what are your thoughts on this
generation
next,
needs to
like,
make decisions?
True. What are your thoughts on like the next semester of like high school and college, like with this whole coronavirus? They're talking about like
I know
doing that, shit completely online.
I know. What's fall going to be like? We can only wait.
Well,
this summer is going
to
be wild.
You have to look at the statistics and the facts, which are inflated as they are, but it doesn't affect kids. No kid has died from it. Zero. Fact
I mean,
check me. Okay, maybe
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what,
you,
six?
Not,
I don't know.
Not
I mean,
fucking purely because coronavirus.
Right.
That they were sick and they caught coronavirus and that caused them to die. That doesn't matter. If you catch the flu when you're fucking deathly ill like that, you're going to die. Just like these old people, that's why the numbers are inflated. They're running this as a test drill. It's just a normal yearly pathogen going around and they're... making people try to buy into this.
So now that we're coming back to the coronavirus, it's like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen it. I had my fucking dad share it on Facebook. The thing where the president or prime minister of Tanzania sent in like fucking fruit
things.
And motor oil and goats
mm-hmm.
and sent them in and some of them came back positive.
What
does that do to the credibility of the coronavirus itself, not let alone the testing?
I am a microbiologist by profession.
We have a microbiologist and a public health guy.
My degree's in human microbiology.
We don't buy this shit. That's crazy.
And if you run 36 PCRs on a nasal swab, you are going to come up with so much RNA that it'll pop up positive a certain percentage of the time, even if you swab anything. And it's just stupid how people will say, like, oh, you got to shut down businesses. Everyone has to stay inside. Do not. It's insane how many people bought into this. I really can't understand why it happened.
It's just that people are so distracted with their everyday life. And it's like, it doesn't even, like, it's not even considered that maybe you're being lied to about shit like that.
I know. And I feel like anyone that...
I feel like I'm Alex Jones or something. I'm just taking over and running my mouth. It's crazy.
Hey, Alex Jones was right 20 years ago, but he's right today.
No, dude, he's right about a lot of shit, but he says shit like frogs are gay and then interdimensional pedophiles. We're not that far down the rabbit hole, but...
Pedophiles are real.
Pedophiles are for sure real.
Chemicals can turn...
Dude, it's like running rampant, like, and it's being exposed, but like...
Are bad.
Why are they exposing it and they never have before? Do you think there's more pedophiles, or do you think it's just like... There's something behind it.
Some people say Trump's doing it. He's put in, like, so many hidden indictments and... that haven't came out yet, so you don't know who it is and what's it about. And more, like, child sex traffickers and pedophiles have been arrested in his presidency than ever before. But I don't know. He's probably part of a giant crime syndicate that is just different than the crime syndicate.
Yeah, warring crime bosses is what it feels like, man. It's like, I can't buy into the thing that, like, Trump is a white hat. He's doing too many things. He's like stirring up the pot too much, if that makes sense. Because what I had it like fucking a boner of hope for was that he's this guy who has all these like intelligence guys working for him, and he like the intelligence agencies are corrupt.
He's the president of the United States.
But he has his guys in there embedded, right? And they're all reporting to him, and he's doing the good things, and he has like secret leverage over all the deep state and this and that.
He might.
It's just not playing out like that because he has his flaws. Doing more. See, people are mad at him for the wrong shit. They're not mad at him for the way he doesn't, hold Israel accountable for what they do and what they are, and the way he gives them their money. And
neither does Alex Jones, and you're just praising him.
No, I wasn't praising him. I said I sound like him, which means I'm a fucking ass. But
fair enough.
But okay, like, there's riots going on in the streets, and then he, like, goes dark and doesn't say anything. And when he comes back and starts tweeting, it's like he's stirring up the pot. You know what I mean? See. He's not saying anything uniting to keep... Because if the agenda to get him out of office and to fuck him is that we're going to create all this public unrest... Like, civil unrest in the public, and... You know what I mean? We're pushing our shit. You would think that he would try to calm that down. But it was like he almost turned it up and stirred the pot. But then he does shit... He does shit like mention hints at getting rid of the Federal Reserve. You know what I mean?
It's if like, he ended the Federal Reserve and based the US dollar or something,
he would be the greatest president in US history, maybe other than Abe Lincoln.
JFK was going to be pretty good. JFK was my boy. I was JFK speeches and...
He got blapped.
He did get blapped. And the deep state that killed him is still running shit today. The last five presidents, Bill Clinton, George H.W., George W., Obama, they're all the same group. I don't care what you say, Democrat, Republican, they disagreed on this or that. They are all owned and controlled by the same group. And I think Trump is definitely controlled by somebody. He's not like fucking Jesus walking the earth. But I think it is a different group than what has been controlling the White House and the public's opinion for the last five presidents at least. And they're really trying to get him out of office with Corona and the race riots and all this shit. They're playing all their cards, and I think the next one is aliens. I think they're going to be like, holy shit.
The blue beam? We never finished that thought. Blue beam. So, did you already explain what blue beam is?
Either a fake or a real... disclosure on aliens or an alien attack that is going to be used to create a one world government almost against a common enemy. That's what I understand it as. You can explain it.
Well, according to Wernher von Braun on his deathbed, the guy who was a Nazi for Nazi Germany
led the US space
in World War II It, okay, so when we, quote, defeated the Nazis, it was just like a fucking expansion draft, according to...
We took all their scientists.
The great Sam Tripoli. Mm-hmm. But it was an expansion draft. The Nazis that were worth something went to the nations that had the most power. And it wasn't even like we defeated the Nazis. It was like we signed a contract, ended the war, mm-hmm. and it's like we got all of them. And then the fucking UN was formed, if I'm not mistaken. The UN might have been formed in the First World War. But I might be talking out of turn, but it was basically like, it was like a fake, we won the war, Hitler died, which who fucking knows if he died.
He could have won Argentina, you know, a lot of Nazis did, and then we can go to Antarctica, and I want to have we're a whole gonna get episode, into Antarctica. I want to have a we're whole ass episode Antarctica. On Antarctica.
Antarctica's a fucking, is a special place for some reason, but, so anyways, Wernher von Braun was the lead rocket scientist for the Nazis in World War II.
Created the V-2 missile rocket.
Created the V-2. Anyways, in the little expansion draft that I was talking about, the U.S. drafted Wernher von Braun with the first overall pick in the Nazi in the
1945 Nazi scientist draft. Yes.
Well, anyways, he came here and created something called NASA. Now, I don't know what the fucking thing about NASA. So NASA's released a statement that any picture you've seen of Earth from the perspective of outer space is CGI, and it's just a picture that they made based on what their astronauts were telling them, because nothing can get through the Van Allen belt, which is a belt of radiation that dissolves anything fucking ever. Which makes me ask, how you just dap me up.
This anyways, dude is talking my language.
Anyways, how does fucking radio signal get through that much radiation that they can communicate with them? That's a whole different rabbit hole, which we've said 10 fucking times tonight, but...
I'm having a whole episode on Wernher the moon landing, and we can get into the Van Allen radiation about
it. Wernher von Braun created NASA. He was a Nazi, long story short. Where are we going with... On his deathbed, he was talking to a journalist and said their end goal has always been a fake alien invasion, where we must unite Earth and create a government, create a one-world government, and a one-world currency, etc. You can look up the quote. It was on his fucking deathbed. He could have been trolling. Trolling wasn't in existence then, but we're going to say he could be trolling. It's a new thing. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he said it, and he said the name of it was Project Bluebeam. And then I believe it's been otherwise... disclose, like public knowledge.
NSA is Freedom public Information record? Act have revealed certain things about,
of course,
certain things, and who knows, like, people tie it in all the time. There's thousands of different theories. You have to look into yourself. Project Bluebeam,
man, there's shit everywhere about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not you're gonna have to sift through some shit on it, because there's a lot of bullshit out there.
Speaking about a high ranking official trolling, what do you think about Admiral Nelson Byrd, Operation High Jump? His
you want to talk about a fucking rabbit hole, dude? This is the Flat Earth episode.
No, we're not going to Flat Earth, but I want to hear this. He said in an interview in Chile that our next great war would be faced by an enemy that could fly pole to pole in great speed. What do you think he meant by that?
I think he saw some shit down there, which is why public officials now, like over the last 10 years, dude, people of like crazy power, like world leaders, the fucking Pope, Obama, Trump, Bush, fucking what's his name in Russia?
Putin.
Blank. Putin. Fucking Putin.
Putin.
Literally everybody who has some type of power like in the world. They've all been to Antarctica, and there's been like crazy. All kinds
Cardinals
of like
from Rome, like yeah, what? Dude,
they're mixing like religion with science with political shit. It's like, what the fuck is in Antarctica?
What's going
and then,
on?
And then when you hear what Admiral Byrd had to say about there being ancient civilizations buried
lands beyond the poles,
lands beyond the
poles,
thousands of miles.
What does he mean? So there's flat Earth theory. There's hollow Earth theory. There you can go on and on and on. Something's up. Antarctica's fucking
and
nuts.
They've been mentioning a lot lately, just like the UFOs, man. They're talking about Antarctica, and I think that they have something to do with each other.
Fucking the second man to allegedly walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin tweeted.
He went to Antarctica.
He went That's to right. Antarctica, tweeted this picture of this fucking crazy looking pyramid mountain thing in snow. Like, you can look it up, Buzz Aldrin, Antarctica tweet. I'm sure you'll find the pictures. This crazy pyramid looking thing that looks like thousands of years old. And he said, we are all in trouble or doomed or something crazy. Dude. Like, it's...
Here's like, some fucking stoner theory for you. Here's this. We're all in trouble. We're all this fucking civil unrest. Literally biblical shit is happening. And I'm not a religious guy at all. I'm just noticing that, like, when you listen to the, when you hear the passage, or like read them, you read the passages, and then you look at the shit that's going on, dude, everything's like fucking biblical. Like, here's a fucking wacky theory for you.
Let's hear it.
Look into that. No, I'm just saying, look into that. Like, I'm not that guy. I don't believe that that shit's happening.
But... I was raised Catholic. I do not go to church. I'm not really religious. Very spiritual. 100%. There's a believer.
When I was 12, man.
I'm a believer in a higher power. All that shit. I think someone created us, or we are a part of something greater. Don't think there's like just nothing, we die. And then
I think there's a one collective consciousness that branches off.
Yeah, exactly. The universe, God, whatever exactly. You want to say it
is. It's like a collective consciousness where you go back to when you die, and all your memories are erased, and then you split off.
I feel like deep down, that's what a lot of people believe. And they just make it into a religion so they can say,
Some people go to church because they feel like that's the right thing to do.
I ain't hating it.
I think we should end here.
Here's what you gotta do. If you want to end, we can end. I want to have you on again. This has been great. And we can have many episodes on many subjects. You're speaking my language, brother.
What we need to do is organize our thoughts and make a, like, prepare for a podcast the way that, like,
preparation should have been what we would do.
Because we both know so much about all of these subjects.
I know, this was almost 100% free.
It was off the cuff, for sure.
Uh-huh. It's been great.
Where people's brains expanded, it was either because of aliens or mushrooms. Because, you know, the way mushrooms rewire your neurons?
How do we know history is...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
how do we know the timeline's anywhere near what is real?
That's true.
Too. Other than like carbon dating or something.
I don't even know if I buy into that shit.
I know. I'm a scientist and I don't buy into that shit. A lot of science is fucking bad science.
So what? Okay. So tell me this. Sure. This is a vanilla conspiracy.
Vanilla.
Non-drunk masses.
I don't want like no White House cherry. I want a little chocolate. But here we go. What?
So why have the Simpsons predicted a lot of this shit?
Do you believe in time travel? Let me fucking come back at you with that. Yes, Little Baron Trump, the last president. Oh my god, if you never fucking look that up, that is a rabbit hole. That's a rabbit hole,
dude. If you're on the fringe of conspiracy, look up Little Baron Trump. Little Baron fucking Trump, dude. Someone in the... I don't remember the guy's name.
It was from, like, the 1890s or something.
Dude wrote a book called Little Baron Trump.
And then the next one was The Last President. It was the same dude. He wrote, like, a couple books.
Predicted everything that's happening. And Little Baron Trump was...
His fucking Donald Trump's son, bro.
Donald Trump's son in the book was the president's son. His name's Little Baron fucking Trump.
There's a dude named Mike Pence. There's a
time travels.
There's a dude named Mike Pence in this book.
Donald
like,
Trump's
what are the
grandfather took Nikola Tesla's fucking scientist.
He did.
He was the first on the scene. He confiscated Nikola Tesla's shit.
And anyone that's into conspiracies know Tesla is that dude. He knows. He was 1,000 years advanced from anyone.
Let's go into Tesla. What do you think of Elon fucking Musk?
Because I think
I'm getting mixed signals.
He's a smart dude, but I believe he has almost certainly been compromised.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, they had to be like, bro, this is what's happening. Here's what you got to do. What about Ice Cube? He's been snapping.
Ice Cube. Ice Cube, baby.
He's a QAnon now.
I think he's just fucking mad. But I think he's known the way the system works for a long time. Because if you're going to make it in Hollywood and you're going to be a lasting figure in Hollywood, you're doing some dark shit.
I think when he started, he was definitely like, hey, you're going to promote this kind of gangster stuff.
Well, they used him to destroy the Black Family Unit.
Yeah.
Unit.
unit.
Drunk.
The nuclear family.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of they destroyed fucking, the fucking father black figures.
The crack
yeah.
epidemic in exactly. the fucking 80s.
Same with their doing with the white people.
And then what do you think the culture turns to? Not to mention with other systematic bullshit that's going on, but...
It's to promote poverty and divide
but
us.
But you have to have people at the forefront of that. You have to have Ice Cube, you have to have Snoop Dogg, and you have to have Eazy-E, the sacrifice.
The sacrifice, it's another sacrifice, just like fucking JFK, Prince Diana, all of them. Oh my god, there's so much black magic. Witchcraft! It's insane!
You gotta do an episode on that to put all this bullshit we're talking in context.
I know.
We're talking some... half of this there. Episode is bullshit that nobody understands. We gotta do a black... We should do a black magic episode and get a fucking witch.
Do you know any witches?
And I'll be here to keep the chaos going.
I don't know if I know any witches. It.
Huh?
I don't know if I know any witches.
I don't know any fucking witches. Pause. It's like they're looking for a meaning. Pause.
What's your purpose?
I don't even know, dude.
I know. I'm trying to figure that out right now as we speak.
I think it's just what we're living, man. I think that, like, if time travel's real,
mm-hmm.
then maybe the religious doctrine shit that was written is based off of that rather than literal religion. Maybe I'm just reaching and hoping, but I think
Can I get one example? What do you mean?
So... the Bible was written, and that's what all religion was based off of, right? But if people from our future who already knew how things played out went back and implanted this or wrote it or...
wrote the Bible and said this is what you're going to believe or something like that?
People that were writing with fucking feathers and creating imprints on stone tablets
took it... back in the day, not everyone
made their own interpretation and applied it to their own lives because that's all they knew.
Sure.
That's just a theory. I don't know. It's not like I fucking believe in that. How can I believe in that, you know?
I feel you.
I just think that there's so much shit we don't understand. And
I think it's naive to say you believe in pretty much anything.
If you say 100%. You're a Catholic and you believe in Catholicism, you're absolutely fucking arrogant.
But also, like, if you believe in any specific religion, right, you're being arrogant.
It's arrogant, you know? Because you're taking your truth as the truth, and that you know more than everything.
We all
gotta everybody
come together
and everything
say
else.
We all know we all got to be good to each other.
Like,
that's
what
the
are
basis
the chances
of all of
that,
this?
That
just
the,
love each other, people.
Yeah,
you know.
So okay. So like, think about it this way. All these fucking people on this planet, like, okay, you picked the right one, right? But like, people who are Catholic and the doctrine that they follow believe that they are the center of God's creation. And mm-hmm. if science and religion coexist, and they're both, we can say that they're both real, maybe, right? And so with science being what it is, how can you be so arrogant to know that there are hundreds of billions of planets in our galaxy and hundreds of billions of galaxies in our universe and maybe multiple universes?
Listen.
So, like, how can you take yourself as the center of God's creation and not think that you're
Because God's creation is intelligent life. We are all God. Just like you were saying earlier, the one consciousness, we're all part of it. That's why we are all fingertips of God's creation. All life is. And it's just experiencing itself over...
Experiencing itself to understand the idea of duality.
Of this dimension.
Of duality.
It's a higher dimensional being experiencing this dimension in a billion lives. All... everybody, you know? Or... we're all just fucking meat.
We're all
fucking
meat.
We're all just meat. And we're fucking dead tomorrow. Who knows? But I like
to
believe.
I don't think it's coincidence. I think that we're in some...
oh, no.
If I had to make my prediction onto what this is and what we're doing here,
mm-hmm.
I think that there is only, like, truly one single consciousness. And it divided itself into a fucking gazillion to understand the idea of duality. Like, more than itself. You know what I mean? To experience itself from other points of view.
Exactly.
And I think that this would be a simulation more than a real...
Do you think it's like computer simulation?
I don't even know that that idea applies to this. Because if it's God creating something so that it can experience itself from another point of view.
A higher dimensional being time doesn't have any effect on.
Right.
That's why they're experiencing everything that's ever happened simultaneously.
All at once.
Yeah.
Right. I just think that it's like a certain mechanism that whatever the fuck, we can't even comprehend the idea of God because our fucking brains would explode.
Exactly.
So we say this truly, thing. We understand
if you
the
truly understand God. Truly you've encapsulate
what the fuck God
a higher
is.
Level of
there's not
thought.
Enough bandwidth in your fucking head. Your head would explode.
I believe
a
you can
times.
Get there. Well, not 100%, but I feel like as much
you
as
have
you
to
can
be
in
non-physical
this life,
to understand what that means.
Do you think one can transcend from this physical life into a non-physical being?
Absolutely.
Then isn't that experiencing what God truly is, transcending?
I think that that's just another level in the fucking hierarchy. I mean, there's
do you think
a
you'll ever get there?
Leads up to God. No, me,
dude. Oh, that has to be your fucking purpose. That's what my. I think I'm gonna reach enlightenment someday.
Enlightenment.
Maybe me or my kid, but like
dude.
Someone. Gonna like
you
know it has to be everybody's
years, how many people do you think like people on this earth experience enlightenment out of 100 million let's
have
say.
You ever looked into the Buddhist monks that quote like explode into light and just leave fucking dust?
Yeah, there's like six of them.
Yeah, like
ever.
What if, yeah what if everyone mean? Devoted themselves to becoming
that's
pure love beings and explode into light and become a higher
isn't
frequency
that fucking crazy? There's stories of that
like
have
well, yeah
have you ever really looked into Buddhism? Some of the shit that they describe in there is absolutely like Scientology type crazy.
Buddhism got it pretty close where they say to reach spiritual enlightenment, just spread love and everything, you know. I love that. Like, all life has meaning. I get that. We're all one thing. I get that.
It's just hard to overcome your human desires.
And I think most religions at the very base, that's what it is.
I do agree with that. I think there's like a base teaching and there were a bunch of sects that took off.
Yeah.
Like
no
from
doubt.
The original
people say,
teaching.
No, I'm right. No, you're right. No, I'm right. Fuck you. I'm right.
What was the original teaching? Was it
love, baby?
No. Was it Jesus? Was it aliens? Was it time travelers? What do you think it is? Like, that's the real question. What the fuck is religion? Do you think it's bullshit somebody made up to take control of the world
religion?
Over
yes.
thousands of years?
Yes.
Or do you think it was all of this stemmed from, let's say, a Jesus-type guy? Or a Jesus or, like, an alien or a time traveler? Like, what do you think is most likely to be
we're
true?
Getting to archangels, people that have stepped down to try to teach the lower dimensional beings how to do this.
It's getting to Anunnaki, too.
Oh, the ancient alien theory.
I can apply some of that.
Eric von Daniken, Chariots of the Gods, that's where a lot
Eric
of this stems
Daniken
from.
Eric von Daniken isn't yeah. fucking nuts. I think
no,
Giorgio
some
Supers
of that
is
definitely real.
I think Eric von Daniken.
I think
Daniken,
he missed the target a little bit.
Yeah, I think he genuinely devoted his life to it. But kind of missed the target a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He became more about book sales.
It's not like
the end.
He's a psyop. He truly was like, this is what I think. But
what do you think about
I don't think his
David Wolcock?
That's the dude I was trying to remember. David Wallace. You
David
know?
Wolcock,
that's,
right.
That's the name I was trying to remember 2 hours
okay,
ago.
Okay, now here's this. David Wolcock, what do you think about his boy Corey Good?
I think they're a psyop.
I think Corey Good's a fucking psyop.
I
and
think
a half,
lot
dude.
Of that's
he's
fucked.
Bullshit.
It is.
That, but I will say that he led me down some rabbit holes that led me to some truth that also exposed
my freshman
some bullshit.
Year college,
I kind of like jumped
Wilcox
into that
heavy.
Good thing for a second. It was like a 3-day thing where I was like, I hope this is fucking real because it's super cool. It was entertaining me while I was at work, and I was like, no. I was like, okay, it's entertaining, but it's fucking bullshit. You have to like draw that line at some point.
I feel you.
I think Corey Good is a fucking con artist because you watch his early videos to his late videos, he develops some type of ego.
What's Blink-182 dude's fucking name?
Psyop.
Yes, his name is Dr. Psyop.
What's his fucking name?
No, I'm trying to remember. I'm too fucked up, dude.
He was on JRE. Joe Rogan fucking exposed him for what he was.
He's a piece of shit,
dude.
Dude,
Joe Rogan called him on his bullshit, and he's like a fucking.
He was like, "How you know? It's like, who told you? Like,
yeah,
you,
oh, you
man,
can't
man.
Tell
just,
me.
I can't. That's information. What's this fucker's name? It's just going to be like David Wilcock that we talked about 2 hours ago that I couldn't remember his name.
I'll find out.
And it's going to come to us eventually. It's there in the Akashic record, the great memory of us all.
I realize that like I didn't get it right off the bat.
You're taking shots without me. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I've taken like 30 tonight.
Yeah, and I smoked a little blunt, fucker.
Is it Adam? No.
Tom DeLonge! That's his fucking
Tom
name. DeLonge. Emily, you need a shot, too.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Take this one. Okay.
I want that Pepsi, though.
Yeah, whatever. can now spy on you.
You want to talk about 9/11?
The information's all around you. I mean, you can find it.
The best 9/11 documentary I've ever seen is Loose Change.
You haven't seen that one.
You can find it on YouTube. It used to be on Netflix, but they took it off. Netflix is weird, but Loose Change, find it on YouTube. It's the best 9/11 video out there.
What's that documentary you made me watch?
Which one?
It was a really long one, and it was scary. It talked about 9/11. Then at the end, it said they were going to put chips in our arms.
That was Zeitgeist, maybe?
Yes.
Zeitgeist? That's base level. That was fun when we watched it.
Vanilla.
No, I hate it.
But, I mean, so, how deep are you into 9/11? Are you building 7? Are you building 6 with the Eldorado Task Force?
Dude.
Are you, jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams? Are you, how deep are you into it?
I know two things. Bush did it. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. No, I'm just kidding. What? I'm just kidding.
Wait, what?
Those were the two most basic things. Bush? When you hear about 9/11, you hear Bush did 9/11.
Yeah, him alone. Come on.
When it was really mostly Cheney.
Cheney Kissinger, is a fucking devil, dude. Henry Kissinger. He's like Stick, according to the guys at Bohemian Grove.
And so, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. And we all know there's thermite there, and they destroyed all the evidence, real quick.
Do you have
quick.
Anything about the El Dorado Task Force in your notes? That's where the real conspiracy starts. People are like, oh, well, they had 2 planes, and they knocked down 4 buildings.
Well, they don't even fucking get that far. The basic people believe, oh, yeah, they knocked into the World Trade Center, 2 buildings fell. And then you say, oh, what about World Trade Center 7? It had small office fires. It was, debris from the North Tower fell on it.
That fell.
And then it...
At a free fall.
Free fall speed 6 hours later.
Well, and let's not forget, on CNN, there was a reporter... They reported the World Trade Center building number 7 fell.
Before it fell.
10 minutes before it fell.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Planned.
Why would that be? Obviously that was a
controlled demolition.
But she was told to say that. And you see that time and time again where, even on opposite ends of the political spectrum, they're reading the same script.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen the YouTube video of newscasters agree. I think the video is called, or whatever, but it's 20 different news stations.
And they all say the exact same
thing
script,
verbatim.
Yeah. And that's because they... we both said, well, that's because fucking in the 90s, Clinton made the fucking media combined into 4 or 5 or 6 six stations or companies that own every single media station.
General Electric and fucking Comcast owns Disney, owns everything.
Right.
And they own 98% of the media, which is all
so
of your news.
So it's very hard to get
your,
some independent news that isn't
television.
Controlled.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And it's it's all the same fucking people. They're all in the same fucking little committees controlling the same governments. Doing everything because they have all the money. Mm-hmm. The same people as the fucking bankers. And every war ever fought that the U.S. has been in has been a fucking banker war.
That's true.
Every one of them. I mean, fucking US World War One was based country. On was based on pharmaceuticals. World War Two. I'm drawing a blank. Fucking Vietnam.
The Nazis, man.
Vietnam was based on just Imperial America. Taking over more territory, and then you look
stopping communism.
You look at fucking 9/11, the war of 01, the fucking it started out as the Iran.
There was Desert Storm before
Afghanistan.
That, but
dude,
weapons mass destruction,
yeah,
Iraq.
But it was all that was pharmaceuticals, man. We thought it was about fucking oil.
What about the opium fields? What about
that's what I was
all?
Getting into.
What about it all, man?
You find out in 05 that fucking Afghanistan produces 90% of the world's opium. That goes to your heroin.
Crack.
On the fucking corner of some dumbass street. Mm-hmm. That goes to your pharmaceutical guys.
Breaking down the nuclear
notes.
Family like we were talking about before.
Dude, it's getting you it's people with money getting addicted to fucking
just
pain
separating
pills.
You. Just separating.
It's people who have no money getting addicted to heroin. People who are injured getting addicted to morphine.
It's insane.
And 90% of that comes from Afghanistan, who we occupy. And then you hear stories of fucking soldiers guarding poppy fields and shit like that. Like,
there is a like paper.
What kind of fucking industry is that?
September 2000, or somewhere in the year 2000, like a year before 9/11, there was a paper published called The New American Century. And it was signed by, like, Cheney and, you know, all the dudes that orchestrated. Yes. And they said, we're going to need an event like the New Pearl Harbor to unify this country into a never-ending war that invades all these countries. And it just pushes billions and trillions and quadrillions of dollars into the war market over the next 100 years. And we're going to become the world superpower in a never-ending war. And that's exactly what's playing out. And they started it with a Twin Tower sacrifice in 2001. And it's just one of those, if you don't fucking see it, I don't know how to explain it to you any better.
When you wake up, you never go back to sleep.
I know.
That's the way you explain it. You wake up to it all, you never go back to sleep. You see everything.
But most people are just like, nah, they're fucking crazy.
When you realize the same people that control the printing of money, control the media that gives you the news, which also control academia that educates you on everything you know to be true.
It's all scam.
It's like all you have is your parents. But now that's getting broken down. The family unit's getting broken down by shit like drugs, by shit like cultural revolutions where their generation has different beliefs than your generation. And it's literally the fucking Unabomber, George Orwell, and who's the dude who wrote Behold the Pale Horse?
The whistleblower from the 70s that who was in the Air killed, Force.
Who's murdered.
Yeah, I just bought Behold the Pale Horse like a month ago. I'm fucking like halfway through.
You're on
it.
A watch list now.
I know, that's alright. I've been on a watch list for many years.
Me too, probably.
If you fucking look up 9/11 inside job, you're on a watch list, like, and that's half the country.
Yeah.
They know.
But what people don't realize, like, circling all the way back around, is that the people actually do hold the power. It just depends on public opinion and how mad you're going to fucking get it at the people who are controlling it.
If we all had
the same mindset, mm-hmm. if we all had a fucking hive mind mentality,
like Hitler,
dude, we would have these people's heads on fucking stakes.
I know.
And the world would be, there would be no mass shootings because they're all bullshit. They're all manufactured. It just sucks because there's so much shit going on at once. You see social media, you hear the news, you see the Q posts.
I know, and some Q drops like, are like really overload, good. Man.
It's like you have to decipher the bullshit from the non-bullshit. And how do you know? I mean, you can recognize patterns, but like, now, what if we're playing 4D chess now? We're not even playing 3D chess anymore.
Barron,
like,
Trump's already time traveled ahead of us, bro. What do we even care?
It's like, what if they're duping the fucking conspiracy guys now? The conspiracy guys are always right, you know?
We're actually, instead of lizard people, we're bird people from the past instead of the future.
I'm bird person.
I am bird person. See, maybe they know and we don't.
Maybe they do.
Who knows?
So what do you make of... what's it called?
What is it called?
Astrology.
Astronomy or astrology or no, what? Are, what are you talking about?
Not astronomy. Astrology.
Like
Scorpio.
Your
and
fucking
Pisces,
Scorpio matches my Sagittarius. Like I said, there are celestial bodies. The stars, the planets have an effect on us, on what we think, what we do when you're born. I think that does all play a part. But these newspaper horoscopes that you read in magazines or look up your daily horoscope or whatever, that's all pretty much horseshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just vague statements that kind of go with the theme of what astrology points to, and you apply it to something in your life. That's kind of horseshit. But I think there are giant celestial bodies that, like the moon and the tides, you know, that's a scientific proven thing. If you don't think a 70% water meat sacks walking around aren't affected by the things flying around in the sky with tons of gravity, you're not. I don't know.
Agreed. I think that's that like it's a body of mass that has that much gravity when it's at its full effect. Why wouldn't it have an effect on you if it affects water, like the tide?
You're the 70% moon, water. 1 billion percent does.
The moon for sure.
The moon and the sun, 1 billion percent play so when there's more a full moon, effect on us than anyone
if
else.
If weird shit happens, it's because of gravity.
Most likely. Like, yeah. I think positioning of planets and stars can try to put in effect some events, depending on.
Then we could get into, like, black magic.
Yeah, and shit, Saturn, but, black cube.
But they ain't ready for that.
They ain't ready for it. They're not ready for that whole... Ice black Cube cubes, was ready black for that cube's cube.
Black Cube's fucking trippy, man.
Wow, that was a long, fun, intoxicated interview, but in vino veritas, they say. I was all about it. Nothing like getting a little loose. Next week, we have Gabe talking about Bitcoin, how it can solve a lot of our money problems. All right, that's about it, guys. Thanks for listening. Take it away, Mulder.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.